who's ready for a story? Look at all those teddy bears. This story is called Caillou's Teddy Shirt.
You sit here, Teddy. Here it comes, Teddy.
Believe his eyes. Rosie was wearing his very favorite shirt.
Mommy! Mommy!
What is it, Caillou?
Rosie is wearing my teddy shirt.
It's much too small for you, so I gave it to Rosie to wear.
It's not too small for me. It's mine.
I need this shirt, Rosie.
Teddy shirt?
I'll get you your nice mousy shirt, Rosie, okay?
See? It still fits me. It's perfect.
Okay.
Caillou. His tummy was itchy from the carpet, and his shirt just wouldn't stay tucked in. Maybe it was too small for him. But then Caillou got an idea. Caillou thought he might be able to tape his shirt.
Yucky tape! You stay!
Caillou was very sad. He knew that his teddy shirt didn't fit him anymore, but he didn't want to give it up.
Caillou? There's you wearing your teddy shirt. You look so cute. You were too.
That's when I was little. I had my teddy shirt.
I'm sorry I didn't ask you before I gave it to Rosie. I forgot how much you used to like it.
Caillou still liked it. But he knew he was bigger now, and it didn't fit him anymore.
Maybe we could put it away in a special place to keep forever.
I'm going to give it to Teddy!
Good idea. Teddy, you look beautiful in your new shirt.
How about a story, kids? What's Caillou up to today? This story is called Caillou Goes Around the Block. Caillou loved riding fast on a shiny new bicycle, and he loved his bicycle horn.
Hey, that's my cookie! Mommy, the squirrel ate my cookie. Mommy, are you asleep? It isn't bedtime yet.
Hi, Caillou.
Hi, Sarah.
Caillou had never gone around the corner all by himself, but he had always wanted to. Had never stood in a sprinkler with his clothes on before. It was fun being out with no one to tell him what to do.
Hot. Do you want to play hopscotch? Throw your rock like this.
Caillou hopped like a bunny all the way around another corner. Caillou decided that he would go all the way around the block by himself.
Don't worry. Bella's a nice dog.
Caillou was scared of the dog.
Where are you going?
I'm going around the block. I walked all by myself.
You're very brave. Go that way, and you'll get back to your house.
Caillou was starting to feel nervous about being out on his own. What if he got lost? What if he met another big dog? What if a big crow chased him?
Hello there. I know you. You're Caillou. I've seen you with your mommy and daddy.
Caillou had seen this lady with his mommy many times.
Are you out here all by yourself? Look what I've got here. Would you like to hold it?
It tickles!
Ladybug, ladybug, fly away home. I think it's time for you to fly away home too, Caillou. But first, let me get you something.
Bye-bye, ladybug. Thank you.
The lady was nice. Caillou was glad to be walking home holding her hand.
Hi, Mommy. I'm home.
Where did this come from?
A lady gave it to me, over there.
Ah, yes, I know who you mean. But what were you doing over there?
While you were sleeping, I went all the way around the block.
You did?
And I saw a rainbow and a hopscotch and a big dog and a very scary crow.
Weren't you scared?
A little bit.
I think you better wait till you're a big boy before you go around the block again.